for the Sunday forecast. Scattered showers, especially by afternoon and evening. In fact, I think the chances are as high as 60% by Sunday night. And then more scattered showers in the forecast on Monday and Tuesday before another cold front middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Governor Kay Ivey has finished her cancer treatments. Her office released a statement saying she and her doctor expect her to make a full recovery. Ivey announced last month that doctors found a small spot of cancer in her lung. She hasn't disclosed the exact diagnosis. Ivey says she's encouraging people to get regular checkups. Tonight, Pike Road High School will be playing their homecoming game on their very own field. For the past 3 years, Pike Road played home games at ASU and Faulkner. Now they will not only have a new stadium, but they will be playing on official NFL turf from the New Orleans Saints Superdome. A second unique feature is an LED lighting system. And the Alabama Forestry Commission wants to remind residents all 67 counties in the state remain under a fire alert. Permits for outdoor burning are restricted. Anyone burning in a field, grassland, or woodland without a permit could face prosecution. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
The arrests of two associates of Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani on campaign finance violations. Two men arrested at Dulles Airport where they were about to leave the country on one-way tickets.
Tens of thousands of civilians are fleeing as Turkey escalates its invasion into Syria, targeting U.S. allies, the Kurds.
Cuba Gooding Jr. appearing in court. He's facing two misdemeanor charges, one forcible touching, the other is sex abuse in the third degree.
In China, an NBA exhibition game featuring LeBron James went on as scheduled despite nearly a week of tensions between the country and the league.
President Trump is vowing to speak to the wife of an American diplomat accused in a deadly wrong-way crash that happened in Britain.
Simone Biles once again in a league of her own. Already considered the greatest of all time, she nabbed her fifth all-around world title.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. First-time callers and any caller can get in. Weekly Farm Market Gift Basket drawing. If you're a first-time caller, your name gets put in twice. And 272-9228 is where we are. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to
Very quickly.
The name game.
Jackson Kelly, call 396-5477 for your chance to qualify to win a $1,000 gift card.
The name
card.
Again?
Jackson Kelly.
Like that.
Call 396-5477 to win that $1,000 gift card to Dylan Rings on Brown Springs Road.
Jackson, give him a call. Tammy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, dude. How are y'all?
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. Hey, I heard the commercial about the dog eating sock, and I thought, I've never heard of that. I actually ran into somebody at work who said their dog had eaten a sock.
Tammy, let me interrupt you. Do you have us on speaker?
No, I don't.
Okay, you sound a little faint there. Just talk directly on the phone for me.
Okay.
Much better.
Is that better?
Much better.
Okay. Well, what I was calling about is, you're a conservative talk show.
Yeah.
So, normally, those people that do that present a conservative viewpoint. You actually bring in the opposite side, and I take issue with Mr. Pete because he said Alabamians were uneducated or something.
Yeah, well, he was starting with my audience, and then he rolled it back to Alabama.
Well, with your audience, critical thinking is what you're supposed to do when you call in and you disagree. You're supposed to critically think about something that you need to talk about. And if you have a differing viewpoint, present it. And when you lay out the facts and somebody disagrees, you give them the opportunity to call in and disagree.
There you go.
So you open the door for it. If people don't take advantage of it, that's their own fault.
Tammy, so, the teacher in you is showing up.
But I would encourage this to speak, critically think before he calls.
Well, I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. I want you to have a wonderful day.
I am fixing to.
Are you already off?
I am off the weekend.
Uh-oh, it's the weekend, girl.
And it's pretty.
Oh, man, let me tell you, that's it. Me and my deck this weekend, great football, great food, I'm there.
My husband's already asked what my football schedule is.
You got Randy trained, don't you?
I do. And I love my football.
You have a wonderful day. Great talking to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Elaine!
Yes,
Elaine,
sir.
Welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Thank you, Mr. Morris. I just wanted to say I'm a first-time listener.
First-time listener, first-time caller?
A first-time listener and first-time caller.
Today was the first day you've listened?
Yes, it is. I'm actually not from this area, and we caught you on the radio as we were leaving, picking up parts. My husband and I are in the truck.
Where are you from and where are you going?
We are from, collectively, Missouri and Alabama, and we are headed back to the Autauga County Fairgrounds.
Oh, wow. What's going on at the Autauga County Fairgrounds?
The Autauga County Fair.
Who would have known?
Gotta step to that one.
So, first-time listener, first-time caller, how long are you going to be in the area?
We actually leave Sunday.
Okay, so if you win the drawing today, you can go pick it up tomorrow.
Well, you don't have to put my name in. I just wanted to call and tell you that I admire the way you handled Pete and the other caller saying, you know, you can't reason with people that are like that. They're unreasonable. They've got their mindset. They don't want to hear the truth. I have heard both sides of the issue with you. And a lady in Walmart, we were talking about this morning, and it's almost as if we have to hide the way we feel because they're trying to intimidate us and keep us from coming to the demonstrations and things. She told me, she said, look, we're going to reelect them. We're going to do it peacefully. We're going to do it with respect. And we're going to do it through prayer. And I agree.
There you go. I like all that.
That's exactly what's going to happen. So we don't have to get out there and scream and yell and, you know, act crazy. The only reason they're doing that is because they have no fact, no truth behind what they're doing. So they're angry. We don't have to be angry.
There you go.
Right on our side.
I like the way you think, Elaine. Did you watch the Trump rally last night, and did you see the protesters?
I was not able to watch it live. I did catch it on Fox News this morning on my tablet, and I was appalled.
Yeah, that
I cannot believe that they treated our policemen that way and that they were allowed to do that. But kudos to them, the police, for the way they handled it, and for the Trump supporters as they were leaving. They didn't engage them, the ones that had to walk through all that, engage them. I thought they handled themselves wonderfully and admirably. And if we continue to do that, you know, we're going to win again. Because it's all about making America great again and doing what's right for everyone. Trump is not a hater of blacks. He's not a hater of Muslims. He's not a hater of Jews. You know, that's all propaganda from the other side. I just don't understand how we can let them get away with being so violent and vicious and vile. It's just not right.
Elaine, I want to tell you, you are a great caller. What's talk radio like up in Missouri?
I don't get a chance to listen to much, but when we do listen, we listen to, my husband could probably tell you the names better than I could. but it's more, oh, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity.
Oh, those guys, not people like Dan Martin. Well, if you want to listen to this show, you can download our app and you can listen wherever you are, and you can just plug in. Give them the app for the station.
For the station is just search in your app store, News Talk WACV 93.1.
WACV.
Okay.
And that will get you an app that will get you to the entire station. You can get my app, which is Dan Moore's show.
Okay.
But, and then you can take us with you wherever you go. Do you travel? You obviously travel quite a bit.
We do.
Are you displaying things? What's your involvement with the fair?
We actually bring the fair in. We bring the rides, the games.
Oh, wow. Our man, you're the big-time promoter, huh?
Can I give us a plug?
Absolutely.
Archway Amusement out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Hmm. That's cool. So you travel all over the place.
We do 6 different states.
Wow. So you go in and book the venues and then bring your fair in.
Yes, sir.
Cool. That is really cool. Boy, I wish I would have met you before today. You would have been a good interview. For example, how do you get all of the different? How do you decide what rides are going to be there and what foods?
They work all that out at the conventions when they sign the contract. They decide then what rides they're going to bring in, but they carry their own rides, their own food, and their own games.
Cool. See, I'm learning something new here.
And we come back every year, so you can come see us next year.
You give me a call when you come in next year, okay?
Okay, I'll definitely do that.
I really enjoy my conversation with you.
Thank you, Mr. Morris.
I hope you enjoy Alabama.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I was born and raised in Alabama, so.
What part?
In central Alabama around Talladega.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Great area.
Yes.
Thanks, Elaine. Have a wonderful day. Your husband have a good time here.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard. That's an interesting job. Let's go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, Dan. I just want to say I may have been uneducated before I found this station, especially you and Joey and the rest of the crew, but I'm well educated now, very well, because of y'all, and I'm grateful for it. Thank you.
Well, you are so very welcome. Thank you for the very kind words.
Well, it's just the truth. And I've got a lot of friends that started listening to you, and I can talk politics, and I know a lot of information thanks to y'all once again. So,
well, I appreciate.
And I'd like to be in the
drawing.
Please,
give me a month and day of birth, Barbara.
6/9.
6/9. You got it. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank
you have
so
a wonderful
much.
Day.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. I think we can get a few more in here. Let's go to Tom. Tom, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I'm doing good today.
Good.
Doing real good. Happy Friday to you guys.
Happy Friday to you.
Yeah. Hey, enjoying your show, but I want to tell Mr. Pete that he's about educated himself way beyond his ability to think and carry on a decent conversation. I'm like the other caller that called in. I listened to his whatever he was saying. I couldn't make any sense out of it. I don't think he understood what he was talking about. And, hell, if he don't like Alabama, he needs to move on back north wherever he came from. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of ticks me off whenever, you know, people come down here and they think we're walking around with, you know, hay still sticking out, you know, in overalls and barefooted and all that. And, you know, it's entirely different.
Yep, I've had friends of mine who visited me that lived in the East, and they come here, they're just blown away by what Alabama's really like.
Oh, yeah, it sure is. But anyway, Mr. Pete, he's kind of a dumbass, man.
Ooh, don't say call people names now, Tom.
Well, I know that, but, you know, I didn't know anything else to call him. Y'all have a great day. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you, Tom. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Let's fit in Richard. Richard, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Richard.
Hey, Joy.
He's on the phone.
you know me. I teach at a college here, drafting and design, and you know my wife.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly who you are.
Well, And, you know, I don't know if I'm a first-time caller or not. I think I did talk to you a long time ago. But anyway, let me get to the point.
Sure.
Hi.
Hey, Libby. I have a charitable project. Lori's second cousin, Jerry Ferris, is a MD. You might have seen the Facebook page on it. And we're just asking for people to donate. He's trying to get to Mayo. He's got to have an operation. Because this, anyway, I can't, she could describe it better, but his name is Jerry Ferris on Facebook.
Spell and Ferris for me. Is it P-H-A-R-R-I-S?
F-A-R-R-I-S.
S-A, okay.
And then, so I was hoping to get a hold of Sean Hannity or something. I mean, really get him some funds or, you know, he was supposed to die when he was 10, and we're not supposed to die, but you know what I say. And then he's at 42, I believe.
Good for
but,
him.
I know it. He probably. But we finally got Mayo to accept him. Now we got to get a jet or a Airbus to get him there. How far is it? How much time?
Mayo. Well, there's something called Angel Air, that if he is not, and particularly if he's a cancer patient, but they will, there's a group that fly, they'll find a jet that's going to Rochester. Are you doing Mayo, Minnesota?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
They'll find a jet that's going to Rochester, and then they'll get him booked in on that. But it's Angel Air.
No, I just sent you an email of the GoFundMe, Dan.
Okay, thank you. And the last thing, real quick, I did a design. You know, I've got the 3D printer and all the 3D modeling program, SolidWorks, and all this in my program at the college.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving us a little plug, maybe. But I came up with a Trump wall idea, and I got Becky Garrison to come look at it, and I tried to get you to do it. Do you remember?
I do remember that.
You didn't want to do it?
There was nothing I could do to help you.
you mean promote it?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I thought you were, you might, it's a lot could be added to it, but could you get you or Joey come by and look at it and see if we could?
I'm not sure what good it would do either of us to go look at it.
Well, I don't know either, but did you know that we had a design group that was supposed to put up a design for Obama? I mean, for the
A company here that was one of the they actually had two the Cadell company had two prototypes that they presented.
Uh huh. Okay. Well, anyway, if we can get some help on that on Jerry's behalf, Jerry Ferris's behalf, we would sure appreciate it. And thank you for taking the call.
Absolutely, Richard. You have a great day. Let me go to a break. Dan Marr Show will be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A family from Prattville was having trouble saving enough money to send their second daughter to college. So when they called us, we put our diplomas to work and came up with a solution.
Alabama Home Mortgage dropped their rate by 2% and lowered their monthly payment by $300, which allowed them to graduate to big savings.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. I guess Pete missed when I said ABC News is running the story that Rudy Giuliani is under investigation. Me being the biased person I am. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition.
Hey, Dan. How are you today?
I am really good, my friend, because I'm about to be out of here.
I've got to ask you a quick question.
Sure.
And I've never heard it. I don't get to listen to you every day, but I've never heard it brought up on TV. When did they change the rules of the whistleblower that you didn't have to have first-hand information? Who changed it or who had it changed? And how long before this investigation started and the whistleblower come up did it get changed?
Well, a lot of really good questions. The only thing we know is that the change occurred between May of 2018 and August of 2019. The other thing is, and it kind of got run over by the press, but the whistleblower actually checked off the box that said he had firsthand knowledge. But then it's never been proven that he has had firsthand knowledge.
So it was probably sometime close to a year.
Well, no, we don't know that. It could be that it happened right before the whistleblower, but there's some missed signals on that.
And don't know who had it changed or who changed it or exactly when you did it.
Yeah, and we need to find that out. But we can't find that out because all these meetings are happening behind closed doors in the Intel Committee.
So I'm going to ask you one more question, then
sure.
I'll hang up.
Sure.
And I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
But how come they've prosecuted all these other people to lie before Congress when Adam Schiff got up and just told an outright lie that was what the phone call was and nothing be done to him?
Well, it's kind of interesting. A member of Congress from the floor can say whatever he wants to and cannot be held in contempt or any kind of charges. And remember that Congress lives in their own world. They make rules, but they don't have the rules applied to them. Now, they could censor him or sanction him, but it would have to go to a full vote, and the whole House would have to vote on it.
Well, I heard they can't get a DUI or a speeding ticket either.
No, they can if an officer wants to give it to them.
Oh, okay. I appreciate your time, sir.
They can't on the hill. They can do whatever they want to, but when they're out in the free world, different story. Thanks, James, for the telephone call. Can I fit somebody else in here? Yes. Let's go to T-Spell. T-Spell, how are you?
Oh, I am doing quite well, sir. And let me put on my very best
dumb Southern accent here so that everybody understands. Mr. Pete, honey, just because I talk slow don't mean I'm stupid. You need to remember that.
I like
anyway,
that.
I would love to get into Sweet Creek.
You got to give me your month and day of birth.
August 30th. And for all those people that wonder why in the world those individuals on the Hill are getting by with whatever they pretty much want to do, number one, we don't challenge them enough, and they have quite frankly forgotten that we, the people, are their boss, not the other way around. And until we start holding them fully accountable for their actions, the lords and ladies that have become Congress shall eventually face the same peril as Parliament in 1776 did.
Ooh.
So there is my little gauntlet thrown out to the, to those who do not understand Southern language.
T-Spear, good job, my dear. I want you to have a wonderful weekend. I've got your name in for the drawing. Let's try to get in the game here. Is this my old friend, the game?
This is your old friend.
Oh, man, how have you been?
Like a hair and a biscuit, my friend. I've been hanging in there.
That's good. So you're seeing your parole officer on a regular basis? When are you going to come back? When are you going to come back into my studio?
Since I've been teaching, it's kind of been hard. But, you know, I'm going to take some time where I can get away and get in there, man. I'm just hanging with you.
Do you still have my number?
You know what? My phone has lost a whole bunch of numbers. That's pretty much why I had never called you.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'll give you mine. That's not a problem. So you have it.
That's a deal. I think I still have it.
It's the same number. It hasn't changed. That number hasn't changed, so it's still the same.
Okay.
But how you been?
I've been doing really, really well. It's great to hear from you.
You too, man. I just wanted to call and holler at you today while I had a chance.
Well, I appreciate that, the game. And I tell you, the Atlanta Braves game, that's kind of tough, my friend.
I'm very upset about that. I was leaving the school, being honest, I was leaving the school, turned the game on at the beginning of the game. I got to where I was going, and it took less than 10 minutes to get there. When I walked into the restaurant that I was attending, it was 7-0 already.
Let me tell you, I had my Corona, I had my chili dog, all the fixings there, and I sat there and watched them score 10 runs in that first inning. It was unbelievable.
I could not believe what I was watching. I was at a loss for words. People were like, "Coach, you're not going to say anything." And I was like, I don't know what to say right now. This is a playoff game. You just don't see a team kind of
just crack.
It just doesn't happen.
Freddie Freeman was not up to standard. I mean, he was kind of hurt, but that he just never misses a ball that's hit right to him.
Right.
But the runner jumped over the ball, and I guess I blinded him.
But the whole thing was also, for St. Louis, it was like they were hitting beach balls.
Right? I know.
Everything that was thrown up there, it didn't matter who pitched, it was getting rocked.
The game, let me tell you what I'm going to do. Joey's going to put you on hold. I'm going to have Joey give you my telephone number. I think I've got you in there. It's not because I haven't talked to you in a while. It doesn't show up in my memory part of it, but he's going to give you my number. You just text me. I'd love to see you.
Okay, man. I will.
Take care, brother. The game, major baseball guy. Great guy. Do you remember him?
I don't know.
I'll describe
him. I don't know by the name, but
News 793.1, the Amar Show, will be back with our drawing right after this.
broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Richard Jordan. The U.S. and China appear to be getting closer to a deal that could end the ongoing trade war. New reports suggest China agreed to some agricultural concessions and the U.S. will provide tariff relief. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says talks with China over the past 2 days have been productive, but he did not elaborate further. Mnuchin did announce the U.S. will not activate sanctions against Turkey amid a military offensive against Syrian Kurdish fighters. At least two people are dead and 100,000 have been evacuated as a wildfire burns near Los Angeles. Powerful Santa Ana winds helping to fuel the flames.
In terms of weather conditions, for the past few days, we've been under red flag conditions, which means that the wind speed's above 25 miles per hour. And the relative humidity is below 15%.
L.A. Fire Chief Ralph Terrazas, dozens of structures are destroyed. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Here's your weekend forecast today. Very warm again with a high in the upper 80s. A good bit of sunshine with clouds increasing later. There could be some spotty showers by late tonight as that cool front sweeps through the state. I think the chances are small. Tonight's low 63. Tomorrow, comfortable Saturday with a high 79, 80, something like that. Nice tomorrow night, low in the upper 50s. Pleasantly cool. I think Sunday's high will be around 81, but some new wrinkles in the Sunday forecast. Scattered showers, especially by afternoon and evening. In fact, I think the chances are as high as 60% by Sunday night. And then more scattered showers in the forecast on Monday and Tuesday before another cold front middle of next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Great hearing from the game.
The game.
He's a great guy. Gotta get him in the studio. You guys are gonna love this guy. We need to do the drawing, my friend.
Oh, for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. $60 worth of anything you want. Or
goodies from Sweet Creek Farm Market that you put in there.
I'm getting excited. I'm not even going to win it, but here.
The winner is
Brian C.
Brian C? Yeah. Brian C, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up. I'm leaving here a little early for an eye appointment for my follow-up appointment from surgery. But I would love for you to call in so I can get this thing taken care of so I can get that basket to you this weekend. How about them apples, as they would say? Well, we're running out of show. Let's finish up with Nunes and then dig into some other goodies here.
We've also seen and heard a lot from Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, and Mark Meadows. The congressman has made it very clear that in the House Freedom Caucus, we spoke to Meadows yesterday, the House Freedom Caucus has said that Adam Schiff should be removed from leading this investigation. Is he capable of conducting a fair investigation, Congressman?
Well, I would start with what I was kind of getting to earlier. This is a faux investigation. This is a fake investigation. They've weaponized the House Intelligence Committee, which is supposed to be overlooking the 17 agencies, and they've turned it into this fake impeachment committee okay, where they're keeping everything from the American people. Everything's being done in the skiff. Everything's being done behind closed doors. Nancy Pelosi controls all the people on this committee. We can't talk about supposedly what happens behind closed doors. So I just reject out of premise. So what Adam Schiff and the Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee should do is actually lead the committee in investigating what we actually should be looking at, which is overseeing our nation's military intelligence and domestic and our civilian intelligence programs.
They're clamping down on the information going out of that committee. Be interesting to see what they say about this ambassador testifying today. Let's go. Oh, the winner, Brian C. Congratulations, hey, Brian hey. C.
Thank you. I want to thank all of y'all there, WAACP, and all my friends. And I especially want to thank Pete, because he was the reason I called. So
there's a silver lining in Pete's cell phone call, is what you're telling me.
That's correct. I had a chance to call in, and I was on my way in, back from Birmingham, and I heard Pete, and I said, I got to say something about this.
There you go. Brian C., Joey's got your information. He's going to send it to me. He just did. I'm going to send it to Reed Ingram and Karen Ingram, and then you just head on down there, and they'll get you fixed up. Okay, my friend?
What time do they open in the morning?
They do a breakfast on Saturdays, and I think it's 7.
I won't be there that early.
It's 7 a.m.
You definitely... And, head down there. Which game are you shooting for, the 11 o'clock or 2:30 Alabama game?
I'm going to be watching both of them, actually. I watch them all.
There you go. Me too. Well, let me tell you something. It is a great place to go to get goodies for a game. They've got some salsa that's really good, some just great things to snack on during games.
Yes, I know. Like I said, me and my wife was down there about a month ago, looking at all those good jams and preservatives they have. I think we're going to stock up on a few of them and try them now.
Okay. Well, Brian, I've got you. I'm sending your information to... Maybe I'm not sending your information. I'm going to send you information to Reed and Karen Ingram. Find them, and they'll get you taken care of, okay?
All right. Thank you.
One thing, though. You need to call me back next week and tell me what you got and what you did with it.
I will sure do it.
You got it. Congratulations, Brian.
I'm a truck driver. I'm in and out of town. I go Pensacola to Birmingham there, constantly. So one of the days next week when I'm in town during your show, I'll call you.
I appreciate you, my friend.
All right.
Congratulations. He's going to be... We've got a pretty good truck driving contingency out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I like that. Let's see. I'm not paying attention, am I?
Oh, enough to be dangerous.
You said it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Paula Reed is going to kind of do some smacking around on old Rudy Associates being arrested. Listen to how they couch this.
This morning, the FBI and federal prosecutors are investigating two men close to President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. The former New York mayor's financial dealings with two clients are in the spotlight after prosecutors say those men tried to flee the country Wednesday. Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman helped Giuliani dig up dirt on Joe Biden and his son Hunter. Parnas and Fruman were charged yesterday with funneling foreign money, some of it from Russia, to a super PAC that supports the president's reelection. That's a violation of federal law. Paula Reed is with us now. Paula, could these charges hurt the president?
Well, the White House is already under pressure from an impeachment inquiry, and this raises questions about the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. But the president says he doesn't know these men, and the indictment does not accuse him of any wrongdoing. But at a rally last night in Minneapolis, these ongoing investigations were clearly on the president's mind.
Let's impeach our president, right? I don't think so.
At his first rally since the impeachment inquiry began, President Trump angrily railed against Democrats.
These people are sick, I'm telling you, they're sick.
And escalated his rhetoric against former Vice President Joe Biden.
He was only a good vice president because he understood how to kiss Barack Obama's ass.
The Fox didn't bleep that out when he did
that. Well, when I played it this morning, I didn't bleep it either. So
it was good.
It's from the president. We deserve to hear it.
Okay, so Paula Ray, continue on Rudy and his two associates.
His attacks came after two men who helped his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, investigate the Bidens were arrested. U.S. nationals Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman were charged with illegally funneling foreign donations to political campaigns, including $325,000 to a pro-Trump super PAC.
Defendants broke the law to gain political influence.
House Democrats have also subpoenaed the men as part of their impeachment inquiry. The pair is seen in pictures with President Trump and Giuliani, as well as Donald Trump Jr.
I don't know those gentlemen.
You're in pictures.
Now, it's possible I have a picture with them because I have a picture with everybody.
I can't wait to come back. See you in Ukraine soon.
But CBS News has learned Parnas and Fruman did play a key part in linking Giuliani with Ukrainian contacts.
So you did ask Ukraine to look into Joe Biden? Of course I did.
Just hours before their arrest, the two men had lunch with Giuliani, their former attorney, at the Trump Hotel in Washington. Brendan Fisher of the Campaign Legal Center first raised Parnas and Fruman's campaign finance violations to the FEC last year.
These two were central in bringing the narrative about Biden and Ukraine to Trump's inner circle, the same Ukraine narrative that President Trump espoused in his call with President Zelensky.
Prosecutors say Parnas and Fruman also lobbied a Republican lawmaker to have the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine recalled after Giuliani expressed frustration that she was blocking his efforts to investigate the Bidens. The ambassador was eventually recalled, and that's just one of the incidents causing upheaval at the State Department, where yesterday Mike Pompeo's senior advisor resigned.
You know, one of Red Top's favorite people in the world is John Dickerson. So I thought I'd get Red Top's blood pressure going a little bit. John Dickerson, they pull him out of retirement and put him on CBS Morning Show this morning. He's going to be talking about impeachment. He's going to get a little history behind it here.
It seems like every day there is a jaw-dropping moment where we start to talk amongst ourselves and say, can you believe fill-in-the-blank just happened? And now lately I've been hearing words like constitutional crisis. Is it that serious, or should people just calm down, take a beat?
Right. Well, and it was so quiet before this, right? I think it depends where you start on the Constitution. I think Constitution is getting a stress test. Mm-hmm. So if you think the Constitution, which, and it was arranged this way, was to basically adjudicate fights so that people wouldn't take their fights out into the street. Well, there's a fight going on.
Yeah.
If the Constitution can handle it, at the end of this process, if everybody gets their say, then things are okay and it's not a crisis. The problem is, if the Constitution and the separation of powers is set up in a way that it doesn't get adjudicated, then you're in a true crisis. One little thing to remember that is that Benjamin Franklin, when he rolled out impeachment as an idea in that summer of 1787, it was to exonerate the president as much to kick out a president. Mm. We've long forgotten that. But in that concept, the Constitution can still handle this so far.
Under the tutelage of Nadler and Pelosi and all those folks here. Let's continue on with John Dickerson, and he's going to be talking about the career professionals and coming forward. Oh, really?
White House has decided to take a strategy of resisting. What do you make of that strategy?
Well, it's familiar to them and also familiar to White Houses, which is resist, and that gives you better negotiating terms for witnesses, for all kinds of other things. The problem, the upside for the White House is, when there's delay, it makes you can bait the other side into looking unprofessional. Adam Schiff had some problems when he said things that were not so about it being in touch with the whistleblower. On the other hand, it also gives an opportunity for this daily drumbeat of serious news to come out. You have serious career professionals saying that a disordered White House led to a process where U.S. foreign policy was undermined by essentially a rogue operation. Yeah. And that puts national security at risk and sends a daily picture of chaos. And it's why 17% in the Fox poll said the president did something that wasn't right. That's not good numbers for the president. And that's what happens when you have this daily drumbeat.
Notice that what he describes is exactly what the Obama administration did. It's uncanny how that happens. Let's go to Connie. Connie, welcome aboard the Dan Marsh Show on a Friday.
Hi. I have a question. If Congress impeaches Trump, you know, they're keeping everything secret and interviewing all these people in secret. When it goes to the Senate, will they be able to have their own hearing and make these people testify?
Absolutely.
Or did they just... Okay, so then the truth can come out.
Yeah, what happens is the Senate is actually the court process, and the Chief Justice Roberts is the presiding judge. The senators sit as the grand jury to whether they're going to find him guilty or not guilty, and it takes basically 67 votes to find him guilty.
Okay, because they're hiding all of this.
Yeah.
You know, they're interviewing these people in, you know, private, closed-door things. They won't release their who they are. But, and so I'm just wondering, can this come out when it goes to the Senate?
Yeah, well, they're going to have the grounds for impeachment, and it's written in articles, and they're going to have to present that, what their grounds are, the articles, and then the entire House is going to have to vote on it.
Okay, but see, the House has too many Democrats, so, you know, they're probably going to do it.
Oh, well, we'll see. We'll see.
It just makes me so angry that they can do all this in secret.
I know.
You know, and it's just like when Trump said something, and then Schiff just totally twisted it and made something up, as you know.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with what Trump said.
Connie, as we would say, you are so right, Carl. You're so right, Connie.
Okay, and can I just go ahead and be the first one to enter for next week's drawing?
What do you say, Joey?
Sure.
Joey gave you the big green light. Connie, give us your month and day of birth.
September 3rd.
September 3rd. Connie, I want you to have a wonderful weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Thank you. Boys and girls, I'm going to cut out early to go see my good friend, Dr. John Swan, and let him check on my eyes here. Post-surgical, nothing big. So I'm going to hand the reins over to Joey. Joey, I want you to have a great weekend, my friend.
You too, Dan.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Joey Clark's picking it up for me. Adios. It just might find.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey there, I'm a dog. Now, I know we tend to eat things we probably shouldn't, but what you put in that food bowl really makes a difference. And dogs love it when you feed us Nutrina dog food from Prattville Farm Center. I love the taste and the energy it gives me, and you'll love it too, because it's made locally and won't hurt your wallet. Now I've got squirrels to chase. See ya.
See the full line of Nutrina products at Prattville Farm Center, 1154 South Memorial Drive, or call 365-5400.
Tire City is ready to make your upcoming fall and holiday travel safe. Check out these fall specials for a limited time only. Standard brake service, $169.99 plus tax. Oil changes, $27.99 plus tax with 3 quarts in synthetic blend 5W30 oil. Radiator flushes, $49.99 plus tax. And two-wheel alignments, $59.99. See Tire City now while you can save. Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale Mall and Southern Boulevard and Capitol Plaza at Woodley Road.
Tire City!
Through October 19th.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome to the final closing moments of the Dan Morris Show. Dan has said his goodbye, but the show is not yet done. Happy Hour with Greg Budell will begin in mere moments. And by mere moments, I mean, well, a few shopping minutes. Like 10 minutes or so. And look who it is early. Hello, Rosie.
With bells on.
You, wow.
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hi. Let's, though, go back to the clips. We've been playing this series of clips. They brought in John Dickerson. Like, get off the bench. You're not retired yet, you bum. See, and talk to us. Is this a constitutional crisis, Mr. Dickerson? Yeah. I don't know when the pearl clutching became so common in the media, but no, it's not. It's not a constitutional crisis. It's a constitutional fight. It's a fight between co-equal branches at the moment. But give me a break. We're not anywhere near like Andrew Jackson territory or Civil War territory. Give me a break. But here, let's hear what John Dickerson has to say. He's going to be talking about this impeachment process, comparing it to the process of Clinton and Nixon.
How does it compare to the proceedings, the impeachment proceedings of Nixon and Clinton? I think a lot of people aren't clear exactly. You can be impeached and you could still stay in office.
Well, you can, and we should think of impeachment and then also the coming election, because
yes.
The impeachment can go its route, but also the president has to worry about his political fortunes going forward and whether people decide they want four more years of a highly improvisational White House, and we see improvisation crashing against the system. What's different this time is you have more partisanship, although, you know, in
more this time? Than
well, you have a country that has sorted more partisan than, now it was highly partisan in Nixon and Clinton, and in the dam breaks at the end of Nixon, but for a long time, a lot of Republicans stayed with him. But you have a more partisan country, and you have a dispersal of channels of communication. You know, during Nixon, you had three networks. Some would say there was really only one network at the time, Gail, but you had a sort of common set of facts. Now everybody can go to their corners. You have social media, which not only allows different information, but allows a kind of tribal response to things so that people just talk past each other. And that destroys institutions. It's not just about whether impeachment gets adjudicated, but it's whether the institutions that we used to rely on get burned down in the process.
But it
a lot
is
of people.
True. But you do make a good point about different set of facts, because you watch one network and feel something, watch another network and feel another different way. But aren't there really only one set of facts?
Yes, but it sometimes takes a minute or two to get to them.
Yeah.
And sometimes people in the interim, while those facts are being worked out by a process long ago set up, it's in their interest to undermine the institutions looking into them by saying the FBI and the CIA and the House are all compromised somehow. What that does is it not only hurts the ability to get to the facts, but it means the next time you try to go get to the facts, everybody thinks those institutions are worthless, and that's when you lead to chaos, and that's when you have a constitutional crisis.
Pardon me, folks, for laughing there over that clip. And let me be clear. I believe in the truth. I believe there is a truth. There is a set fact pattern on any given series of events or, you know, dealing with a given person, whatnot. But one of my favorite quotes, and there's a reason it's one of my favorite quotes, is the truth is rarely pure and never simple. So when you're talking about something as contested and as complicated and complex as an impeachment process, is something like politics, give me a break. Well, isn't there a common set of facts? Well, if it was that obvious, Gail, why you even have Mr. Dickerson on? You should just be able to see the facts, right, Gail?
You would think.
Because we really had truth when there were only three sources of information. Yeah. You know, these days it can be confusing and wild with all these different sources of information. And there is a tribal aspect to everybody going into their little silo of information. Fair enough. I've talked about it. Dan's talked about it. We've all talked about it because that is a fact. But give me a break that back in the days of the big three being only sources of information along with some newspapers out there that we had all the facts. Give me a break. Now, John Dickerson is going to close out this interview by talking about the Fox poll that came out yesterday. Let's see what he has to say.
You mentioned the Fox poll. A lot of people compare this, obviously, to the impeachment during the Watergate era. Nixon, by the time impeachment came around, was actually, he had very high negatives, didn't he?
Yeah, he was at about 20% by the time, at the very, very end. But parties rally. And the way opinion changes really is when you get what the political scientists call charismatic dissenters, which is to say somebody who is a fan of the president's, not an ever-Trumper, but somebody who is on the president's team finally saying, whether it's with respect to Syria, whether it's respect to Ukraine or anything else, saying, you know, this is too much. But right now, that's not happening. Republicans are very happy with this president still because of tax cuts, regulation, judges, defense spending, taking on China. Yep. He has done more for a lot of Republicans than they say any Republican has done since Ronald Reagan. He's got very strong support still in his party, although obviously it's weakening with some of these new impeachment polls.
Do you have a one sentence on where this is heading? keeping people up at night.
Not towards stability. There will be more instability. Right.
More instability. Yeah, it's called an impeachment fight. And yeah, there's a constant stream, a slow drip, drip, drip of breaking news. Though I do find some of the drama laughable. This ain't drama. This is just politics. I want to close out here with an interview from Peter Schweizer. Dan cut this earlier today. And here's the first part of it. He's talking about, Mr. Schweizer is, the ambassador, Yovanovitch, who testified earlier today.
First of all, what could this ambassador offer behind closed doors? And why would the White House allow her to go when the others were blocked earlier in the week, Peter? Go ahead.
Great question. Yeah, I mean, she's really at the crossroads of the dispute in Ukraine right now. The allegation is that she basically has been hostile to President Trump and his agenda. She's a holdover from the Obama years. And there were allegations that in 2016, the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine was, in a sense, trying to help the Clinton campaign. That's, of course, subject to debate. So I think the question is, if she testifies, is she going to be pressed on that? She is going to claim that she was not cooperating with Rudy Giuliani in the work that he was doing in Ukraine. I think these are all questions that need to be addressed, but the White House certainly is going to argue executive privilege, that the ambassador should not be talking about communications involving the White House or official U.S. policy.
Let's just make one thing clear here, folks, because if you actually listen to Rudy, and he hasn't been, in my opinion, the perfect spokesman, he's a little too eccentric and outspoken to be a perfect legal spokesman for the president. But he has been, I think, a dogged attorney on behalf of the president. And if you actually listen to Rudy Giuliani on the multiple appearances he's given, he was investigating much more than the Bidens. The Bidens, folks, if you really dig into this, and the information's out there for you to find, and I encourage you to find it, in this show, the show at News and Views 90 Noon, Happy Hour, we're all going to be providing this info as it starts to make more sense in the light of the topical daily news and news cycle churn and burn. But Rudy Giuliani was looking into much more than Biden. The Bidens are bit players in what actually went on in Ukraine. And this is why, again, this whole process has been started, this impeachment process, because the Democrats, in my humble opinion, are scared to death of what Attorney General Barr and U.S. Attorney Durham are looking into. And some of it has to do with Ukraine, some of it has to do with the FISA court, some of it, well, we probably don't know what exactly they're looking into. That's why you do these investigations privately, but at the end of the day, there's a reason Nancy Pelosi came out and called for an impeachment inquiry before she even saw the transcript of the call or the whistleblower's complaint itself. And it's more than just she had inside information. She's scared. And they should be. That does it for the Dan Moore Show. Happy Hour with Greg Budell is next. Rosie will be here. Anybody else coming in?